From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Afghanistan says reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. Afghan officials say reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar has died. They said he died under suspicious circumstances in a Karachi, Pakistan hospital April 2013. Such reports of his death are nothing new. There has been no Taliban confirmation. White House spokesman Eric Schultz calls the report credible, saying it could offer a new opportunity for peace.
We do believe the Taliban has an opportunity to make genuine peace with the Afghan government and rebuild their lives in peace in Afghanistan. They can accept the government of Afghanistan's invitation to join a peace process and ultimately become part of the legitimate political system in Afghanistan, or they can choose to continue fighting Afghans and destabilizing their own country.
A second round of peace talks between the Taliban and Kabul was scheduled to get underway later this week. Omar has not been seen in public since the U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is in Cameroon on an official visit aimed at improving ties and discussing how to deal with Boko Haram. Mr. Buhari held talks Wednesday in Yaounde with his counterpart, Paul Biya. Chika Okafor is a Nigerian businessman there.
I believe something fruitful will come out of it, because I trust so much in my new head of state. I believe he's a man of his word, being a former general of the army, and with his counterpart, the president of the Republic of Cameroon, President Paul Biya, who has been a man of his word. He has been a decision man. So I believe both heads of state will find a way out to tackle the insurgents.
The two countries have formed a military coalition with Niger and Chad to combat the insurgents who have pledged their allegiance to Islamic State. The Nigerian leader has already visited Chad and Niger. This is VOA News.